differences of arts and crafts, technology. You can't be a Hindu in the full sense in Japan or in the United States. So what is Buddhism? Buddhism is Hinduism stripped for export. Now the Buddha was a reformer, you might say, in the highest sense of a reformer, someone who wants to go to the original form or to reform it for the needs of a certain time. The word Buddha is a title, not a proper name, same way as Christ means the anointed, and it's not the surname of Jesus. So Buddha is not the surname of Gautama. It means the one who is awakened, from the root in Sanskrit Budh, B-U-D-H, to know. The man who woke up, who discovered who he really was. Now the thing that we're in, the crucial point wherein Buddhism differs from Hinduism, is it doesn't say who you are. It has no idea, no concept, and I emphasize the word idea and concept. It has no idea and no concept of God. Because Buddhism is not interested in concepts. It's interested in direct experience, and direct experience only. So from the Buddhist standpoint, all concepts are wrong. Just in the same way that nothing is really what you say it is. Is this a stool? It isn't now, it's a wastebasket. Now a drum. What is this thing? See? It is what it does. It's this. See? Anything you can use it for is what it is. So if you have a rigid idea that it's a stool and you can only sit on it, you're kind of stuck. But if it's all these other things as well, then you suddenly see that anything can be everything. So in the same way, Buddhism does not define and say what you really are is something. Because it would say that if you believe that, you've got stuck with an idea and you're clinging onto it for spiritual security. So a lot of people say, well, I like to have a religion because it gives me something to hold on to. A Buddhist would say, oh, cut that stuff. So long as you hold on to something, you don't have religion. You only really there when you let go of everything and you don't depend on any fixed idea.